at Tanger Outlets. Find all the best brands, all on sale, every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't follow the haters.
Okay.
But why do you call yourself soft? And soft is what? S-O-V-T.
Yes, please.
What does it mean?
Survival over avoid talent. So in my house...
Wait. Survival over what?
Void talent.
Void talent.
Yes, please. So it's avoid, and I took the A off.
Mm.
Yes. So.
Okay, you are about telling me a story in your house?
So in my house, music is not really allowed. So I overcame that.
Wait, you don't listen to music in your house, or you are not allowed to
do music?
To do music.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Why is it so?
Because my dad is always like, you people should learn and then become one of the lawyers, ministers.
The greats.
Yes.
Okay, finish school and do music. How about that?
Yes. But he's not really into the music like that. But for mommy, she's a little bit, but she's scared of daddy, so she also supports.
She's scared of daddy.
Yes, what daddy will say is final.
Are you Ashanti?
Yes.
Ah, no wonder. I know my people.
Yes, daddy.
I mean, daddy says, and whatever daddy says is final. Yes. It's not only in Ashanti homes, but a lot of Kenyan homes anyway. Kenyan homes. If daddy says no, it's no.
Yes.
My daddy said, that's it. Once he says, that's it.
That's
it. It means, that's it. Then it means,
it's final.
Until Jesus Christ comes, that's it. No matter what. It's that. Oh, wow. How did you overcome it?
So, there was a day where I overheard my dad singing my song.
Eh?
Yes, and I was like...
You were not permitted to do music. You had gone to do music.
I was telling myself to do music.
Okay.
When it's school time, I'll go to the studio and then record. And then my kid brothers used to play the song in the house. So I think my mom told my dad that that's your son's music playing. And so the day I saw him singing, I was like, Jesus, this man is singing the song. So as time goes on, he liked it. My mom also liked it.
But did he know it was your song?
Yeah, he knew it was my song.
He didn't question how you recorded it?
He just said one time that I should make sure I do it the right way. I shouldn't go the other way or else you have problems. That's all he told me in the car.
Is that why your song sounds too gospel?
I like conscious music. And then with the training we got from home, we are not taught to do some stuff. So I factor all of those thoughts from house into the music. Yes. And then also I see lives on streets and I try to factor them too into the music. Yes. And then also I feel like some people, you know, music is medicine. Some people need some kind of music to be healed. Yes, so that's how I do that genre.
Okay, wait. Now you're getting my interest. There are some things you are not taught at home. Like what?
So, certain things like raising voices at people, saying stuff which are not good to people, like insults, disrespecting elders, and then, excuse me, a smoking lifestyle and all that. Yes, we weren't taught that way. So
do you have friends who are into that?
Yes, yes, Andy.
How are you handling that, knowing that these are my friends and they are into other vices, which you were not brought up to be in that space?
So sometimes when I'm close to those friends, I try to talk to them.
You talk to them?
Yes, I try to ask them and know the reason why they are doing that. And some of them gives me their explanations, but I tried some way.
That what? About what?
Oh, some be like, we use it to release stress and then cut plenty thinkings off. And then I be like,
those young boys are using drugs to cut their thinking. What are they thinking?
I don't know. It's mind blowing. I don't really know.
It's sad how, I mean, I've been in situations where I've seen people do it. I grew up in an area where it was crazier seeing them do it. There's an area called Ashtown. Ever heard of Ashtown?
Yes.
Okay. Ashtown is like the hardest of them all. You know?
Yes, sir.
And so I've seen people do it, but growing up, I'm asking myself, at that young age, what at all are you thinking about? To kill stress. What are you stressed about? And what do they tell you? Do they take your advice? Do they?
Oh, yeah, some do, but others too, they feel like because I'm friends with them, you are just saying something. Yes, but I'm still trying my best to talk to them.
Have you in any way been attempted to try it?
There's been a moment where a friend I was talking to told me to try and see how the feeling is. And I was like, oh no.
And you tried?
No, I didn't try. I never did.
Yeah.
I never did.
Soft. How was the feeling anyway?
The feeling
when you tried it?
I didn't try.
Please,
I didn't try. I never tried.
You know, it's not good to lie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I won't lie to my grandpa.
And how old are you?
I'm 25. Please.
Oh, okay, that's why you're calling me grandpa. But you're not my grandson. You're like... God, please give me patience. Fantastic. Instead of attacking him, you are here laughing. You are here laughing. You are supporting him. We will ban his songs.
Oh.
Yes. This will be the first and the last time you hear your song on my radio.
Please, I'm sorry.
Calling me grandpa with your hair. How did you come in here to lie to us, be something? Someone you were brought up and taught not to do some things. How did you end up with this kind of hairstyle?
So, with the music I'm doing, I actually wanted to have a look. I wanted to have a look. Yes, that's why I chose to do this hair. But for some time,
You want to cut it off?
Yes, yes, Andy.
But why? I think it looks good on you.
It looks good, but
yeah, it looks good.
When growing, there are so many other things I would like to do. So I'll literally cut it off.
Really?
Yes. Please.
Why? Are your parents worried about it?
My mom is worried about it, but she's...
Ashanti women, they don't like children with hairs. Yeah, they don't like it. They in fact, they hate it. Yeah. Yeah. But what? So she's complaining?
Yes.
So they have to cut it?
Sometimes when we go to church, you'll be like, oh, Jesus. With the way be dimechi.
Which church?
Pentecost.
Oh, Lord. Okay. And what's your dad saying?
My dad does not talk. He does not talk much. He just give you the eye. So you just have to understand the eye that...
You for know. Yeah. Oh, I see. Wow. I mean, I can feel it. Like, I'm telling my story through you. Yes. Because I've been there before. And you want to cut it?
Yes.
Then cut it now so you can have a better look for your music. Instead of gaining fans... Especially ladies that fall in love with your looks, and all of a sudden you cut it, and like, but this guy, for example, there's a musician in Australia called, he's from Australia. He was a radio presenter and a one hit wonder. What's the guy with Bob Larance? You do a lot of reggae. Mysterious Girl, Peter Andre. Peter Andre was handsome. He had his six packs, he had his hair, beautiful. The ladies fell in love with him. Immediately he cut it. Oh. But this guy. And yeah, they lost it. So try if you want to keep a certain look, then you better start working on it. If you have to cut it now.
Yes, Andy.
So you don't lose touch with your fan base. Nana Kwesi Obuta, let me read some comments on Facebook. People love the song already. It says, Nana Kwesi Obuta rocks and says, I love his songs already. Adumbra. Is that the title of the first one we enjoyed?
Yes,
that's very nice.
Yes.
Very, very nice. Very nice. Wow. You don't even look like a singer. You look like a rapper or some dancehall artist. Mm. Kim Link says, oh, I think J Bad, you for interview him. Hey. Emmanuel Tete says, is the nicotine inside the weed that makes them feel to want more every day? Do you have nicotine in weed? I don't think there's nicotine in marijuana. Huh?
Answer the question.
It's on one week. Martinez, is there nicotine in marijuana?
It's supposed to be in secret, right?
I know they send the enemies where you should have, but we need a different. Is there nicotine in weed?
Oh, so you're still asking me?
But why would I ask you?
I thought.
But you have a nominee for reggae personality of the year here, so you could ask.
Who's the reggae personality of the year?
Mr. Hagler is that's his space. Maybe he has an idea. Not you say he's a user, but an idea. Man. So
Hagler, is there nicotine in weed? You don't. Oh, there's none. Thank you. Okay. Finally, there's a confirmation. The true rasters are speaking. Yeah, man. The true rasters. Okay. Joe Vibe says, Mommy is a huge song now. Get us a remix. So the one people are calling for a remix. Guys, let's listen to Mommy. Is that supposed to be a Mother's Day song, huh?
No, that's a message I'm passing to my mom.
Okay.
Yes.
But yeah, it passes on to be a Mother's Day song. I mean, it can be an official Mother's Day song. Mm-hmm. Kwesi is asking me if his mom is a Melkwo leader for Pentecost. Is your mom a Dickness or something?
She's I don't know. She's playing every position.
Okay.
I don't know. Sometimes I be like, you are doing too much.
Sure. Rekat yo se men pa e bon e kuta wate. Da si tell you that?
Oh yeah.
Se, ou di on di miyam, em nyam pa e bon, ka mou yinan, ka mou wey. Ye nye ye, Leviticus chapter, hey, mama.
What?
Guys, let's listen to Mami by Soft.
Against he blazing this.
I said, be simmers, they weigh me on my shoulder. I'm here, the sun never be too red. The grave kiss, I'm a pine cry at the point. You see me now, who see one.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A jam,
very.
That's a jam,
big one.
Yeah. Do you write them yourself?
Yes, please.
Has mommy heard this?
She's the. I don't know. She's like she wants to buy the song.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
We don't walk to us right then. Praise the Lord. Any anami anami asi no ena da eoda me bana bonyum anya nyumbi akeke wa bonya nsanyum. Wow, is it out?
It's out.
Okay.
It's out.
Where do we get them?
On all platforms, on all streaming platforms.
Have you shot videos for it?
We are now shooting a video for it.
For Mami?
For Mami, yes, please. But the visualizer is out, though.
We on YouTube?
Yes, please.
What was your channel? So let's all go and subscribe. Guys, get your subscription buttons ready. Okay. You have to press it immediately. I say go. Let's go.
SOVT music.
SOVT soft.
And space music.
SOVT space music. Yes. Let's go. Let's subscribe. Let's show him love. Okay, you've not shot the video yet. I'll hurry and shoot the video and bring it.
This is the best
way people can also support you. Port, let me start with you.
Well, amazing. I think the new generation are championing some kind of sound that is very applaudable. I don't know if Godfather, you've noticed you there as we say the Obutan team. So you have lived through all the generations of earth, and you see, I've always said that one thing the elderly or the predecessors or legend need to maybe now have a rethink about is how they consistently talk down on the new generation of artists and their sound. If you ask any legend what they think about today's crop of music, but maybe you have not scouted enough to know that there are people like soft music who are championing particular type. And you have to come through to know this generation and the kind of sound they are championing. Mm-hmm. And so the Gen Zs have their own way of executing certain information through different channels. So far as it's not in your world, you might term it, but these guys are devising a new way of also carrying out equally important messages that these legends were carrying, but in a different way. You know, it's like a Gen Z pastor in the 21st century and how they will say, nyankupon, eye nokwafo, Jesus and capping, you know. They will use people like Jesus and capping, Jesus and... So these are sounds they are championing. So I feel that... I mean, look at the content of the music you played. The one you played early on...
Adumra,
right? And now say nyankupon say ho, say then. What did you say?
Adumra Seho.
You see, this is the same like Obi Aoto Gospel Workers in Yamia Ibi. But my workers say Adumra Seho, someone will trivialize this, say, Adumra Seho, the end. But every generation come with their own Nyankopo Seho and all those generation behind how obey. So I think, say, this is all we're looking out for. Sedebe Amube diluted the narrative, say, Gen Z for Pen Game, you week. I think you are different, so Charlie.
Thank you.
Keep on.
Thank you.
All right, Martinez.
It's a good song. For me, I heard it first time on a certain platform. It's part of a countdown. Yes, in the car. Yeah. So, when I heard it, I fell in love with it. I think it was number 3 or so, part of a countdown. And I've not heard it before. That was the first time. So, if you release a song and it becomes part of a countdown, then it means there is some kind of progress. I like the brand also. Seeing you look good.
Thank you.
The way you are, your tone, I am right. You just have to be consistent in the game,
yes,
and be focused, and also try and learn more. You know, it's not just about going to studio to record and release, but
yes,
there are rules governing the game which you must also know, and how you play the cards very well. I agree with what Portfolio said, that this new crop of artists, in fact, when you listen to their song very well, they have certain kind of message that they preach, which is helpful. This particular message you are sending across, everybody can relate. On the streets out there, people are really hustling to make ends meet. So music like this is very easy to relate. Let me also commend your team, Bright Ashcart.
Solid guy.
Sometimes when the artists come, we give all the credit to them, but I know there's a solid team.
Bright's page is every day.
And Portfolio, yourself as well. Yesterday we were talking about it. The influence of your effort, your impact on... the Kumerica vibe. Yesterday we were discussing more about
God for that today one side. The way they worry him about them and all that. Yes.
It looks like above from Kakra, but what's the phrase? The energy behind it, it was really, really, really hard. But yeah, I say above, they say no.
But I see the biggest artist is Kumerica. And then soft music is also coming up. So
I understand. But what I'm saying is, they say mood.
Who's the biggest artist now?
The most sensational artist in Ghana right now. Ooh. For the legendary season is a Kumerican. So we are still winning. Of course, your boy, Paluta. Paluta. And soft music is also coming up. So Kumasi is still winning.
You guys are doing well. So soft music, just like you've heard from Andy, you just have to, with the brand you are talking about, for me, I didn't get a point that when you grow, you change, you do. I don't know what you are trying to say, actually, yes. But if this is what you think is selling you, then you have to stick to it. Yeah.
Thank you for that, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Soft Music. I think this is a big step for you. I want people to follow you on social media. How do we?
So please, it's SOVT_music on all social media platforms. Yes. So
speak up, because...
SOVT_music on all social media platforms, please.
SOVT soft
soft,
soft music.
Yes.
That's right, guys. Let's all follow him. Let's show him love, especially with his YouTube channel. Let's subscribe and always click on the notification button so that each time he drops a material on his channel, we will all be notified and stream his songs. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, honey.
I wish you greatness. I see some heavy potential.
Thank you.
I bless you as you embark on this journey.
Amen. I've been waiting for this for so long.
Raise up your hands from the left is coming from.
I beg.
People have experienced this, and that was the breaking point for them.
I beg, hold on. Soft, hold on. Hold on. Now, I've been advised not to pray for people on radio. The last time I prayed for medical.
Seven nominations.
Ekofa Asembai. I was just saying a simple prayer. Then all they say, Miniobi.
Oh.
Kofi Kinata came here. I prayed for him. That one to all have electric man sooner.
These were mainstream already. But for him, it's a must. You have done it for people. You have seen. Speak positivity into his career. I know that it's going to manifest.
I've spoken positivity already. May I see greatness in him? I've already told him. And for me, I pray that I see him on the bigger stage.
Yeah.
Something that I can brag or boast of. Like, yo, you see that guy?
Mm.
It all started with me. I said something positive about him, or I played his song, and today here he is. So why are your eyes closed?
Pentacles.
Don't be joking. Pentacles.
Amen.
Amen. Normal more hits.
Amen.
I pray that the thing you've not smoked before, you will never smoke.
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear everyone say amen?
Amen.
Boys,
he will smoke.
Boys are not smiling.
Boys are not smiling at all.
You can't sit on a fundamental human right.
Amen is very small.
Mr. Hagler is saying anytime he smokes, it will choke him.
Mr. Hagler, you can't sit on a fundamental human right.
Soft, do you have a girlfriend?
Make you not hurt the feelings of the others. So.
What's it?
Empire need happy pie. You don't get girl. You get okay. How many do you have?
Because I need the blessings.
I need the blessings.
I don't blame him because you know good looking artists are endearing to the female fraternity. And so immediately you come across as someone who is so devoted.
How
in the
many do you have? Let me.
It's a red flag.
The bad looking artists too.
Do people care? They care about the talent alone.
I pray for you this morning that you find only one girlfriend.
Amen.
And that you will never ever see any other girlfriend.
Amen.
I pray. Which one is A? I'm saying something and you are... Oh, you see, these are some of the things I don't like. Oh,
because when he blow finish, he'll be there for explore. Why do they do this, boss?
I dare my corner. You say make I pray. No, you see, I did my corner.
Mm.
In fact, prophecies are good. Eh? Mpacho, anything I say, can
you mention? Are your prophecies accurate?
Oh, yes.
Sometimes.
He has done it for Paluta.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Kasi eradi Yesu.
Eradi Yesu.
Kani kesi?
Eradi Yesu.
Ifri neko.
Ifri neko.
Eda me boe bia main.
Eda me.
Ema Jesus conditions, monsieur. Uti niya kasi uti. Sa ade ame podi emuntu munya.
Kasi eradi Yesu.
Eradi Yesu.
Ifri neko.
Ifri neko.
Eda me boe bia main.
I wonder we're being the new.
Oh,
we're being the
new.
So for now, I kind of can do what you and you say free if we meet him.
If we neko.
A damn boy, Jamai.
A damn boy, Jamai.
Boys are not smiling. So please just do for him what you did for Paluta.
Oh.
15 years of and where they are underground though, and are well to mainstream. And be no open. They are carried here. Ultimate and a corner there.
Thank you very much for coming, so teacher. I wish you all the best, man. I wish you all the best. I just pray you remain humble, and I pray every DJ Bian Sabeka Unyumbiano will play it,
man.
And with all the good hearts that comes with it.
Man,
I wish you all the very best. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, folks. Massive shout out to my man Jigga Mprechum. Hey Jigga, great to know you're listening. Shout out. What's up, DJ Cyrene? How are you? Special shout out. Hey, Gilbert. Good morning. So people are feeling you already. I was in Nada. Pentecost. I was in Pentecost. One pioneer, but no, was a prophet. And you were ugly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If I did one side, I did ask myself, say, what is life? Oh, okay. Okay. Cause I drink me. I'm a near. Me or how? Me a B. I shall be so sad and I go great. So take me back to yesterday.
Here on it's 103.9 FM is Ghana's biggest breakfast show. Daybreak Hits with Andy Dusty. When we come back, we are talking *281#. Dial *281# and I'm getting you some good money. Please click option 5 once you dial *281#. Listeners, yesterday, Rascuku mentioned that he's the biggest performer. However, he and Yapuno are not appreciated in the music industry. We'll be talking about it. Now, Bernard Amankwa says, don't go into gospel music with the intention to make money. Hey. Now, what if me, I'm a businessman and I want to make money? Bernard Amankwa? What if, okay, here I am. I'm not a Muslim, but I listen to Islamic songs. They are good. They are melodies, eh? Don't go there. I listen to musicians from Egypt, Libya, Morocco, right? And they are very, look, their songs are nice. Sometimes you hear them and you even want to steal some melodies in there. Beautiful songs. Check this. If I choose to record Islamic songs, but I don't believe in Islam, I'm only doing my business. I'm only doing my business. So, Bernard Amankwa, with what you're saying, some way. But I'm very sure some Christians will go like Shreddy Oche, Christian is all about, gospel music is all about Christ. If it's not about Jesus Christ, then it's not gospel. Yes. So they say. But come to think of it, who is an authority here? Who determines what we must sing to determine a gospel song? Even with them, even with the gospel songs, they are all singing on reggae beats, hip-hop beats. How does it become a genre? How? Let's discuss it when we come back. You okay?
I'm fine.
Thank God. Rhea, good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm very well. Ghana's biggest MC or hype man is in the place. MC Portfolio. Good morning once again.
So, no, should that be good for me?
Why?
See, the way Ghanaians...
People, they chew you!
People are devouring me.
But wait, oh.
People took me out of contest.
Okay.
I think I needed to clear this. But if I'm giving...
Please go ahead. In fact, I want you to clear.
I'd like to unreservedly apologize for how maybe the execution of my message made anyone feel. But I still stand by the import of the message. But I don't know how people maybe the choice of words, maybe the grammar or the vocabs or whatever. I mean, who said, if I could change dialect, maybe that would have expressed it in tree so that people get to, many people who maybe misunderstood it from that parlance get to understand that the import of my message in connection with the legendary Rocky Down. In fact, I have a receipt of a congratulatory message dated as far back as the time he was announced the fourth time Grammy nominee that I was eulogizing him for what he's been able to chalk over the years. But the message I wanted to send out was never trying to downplay on his relevance or anything.
But what did you mean? Okay, did you actually say? I remember you mentioned that.
So I think that the word that is now sparking the whole issue is when I said, sometimes artists that are able to back certain enviable feats or nominations are clueless about how it comes about. Theirs is just to do the creative project, and the power forces that engineers it are those that make it happen for them. So it is every time. It's like now asking Tyler how to win a Grammy. She's a Grammy winner, but she is equally as clueless as some people might have won without knowing, because there are some powerhouses that are responsible for engineering what goes into it. So
maybe the clueless is...
Yeah, so the clueless, maybe... Now, I never said he was clueless in his... I mean someone who's been able to do music. But I'm saying that... So that choice of word, maybe I want to retract and eat
because,
back.
I mean...
Will you allow the gentleman to speak?
I understand.
We are having
you.
A conversation.
No, which conversation? Let him explain. Let him explain. Why do you want to help him?
He's echoing how people...
I'm not very comfortable with that, because at the end of the day... Yeah. It is you they are coming after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yesterday I was worried, honestly.
Yes.
No, because look, I had some networks on social media calling me out that I had given him the platform.
So allow him to clear.
So you were also involved.
Yes. He became a collateral damage to the whole thing. So
I'm not very comfortable with this.
Please.
Let him do
Ghanaians,
it. When he's done,
know.
At least you can also have your
I apologize unapologetically for how the statement made you feel. But the import of the message, I still stand by it that... Talent alone and good words alone don't take people to Grammy or any kind of enviable scheme that you see them on. If you ask, you can't even, though, I mean, we have, Kojuenchi, Sakode as a BET winner, you have somewhere as a BET winner, but they can't clearly tell us how they won their first BET. until you are able to ask the late Lillian Blankson how this works. So I would say,
oh, that maybe they know, but they won't tell.
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
But me, my issue here is this. You mentioned that he is not the best person
to ask.
To ask.
Because over the years, we have asked him, and he has said the same old story about originality, staying true to your roots and all that. And that still doesn't become like the answer we need. Perhaps it's just like Coca-Cola, spelling out all the ingredients that is used to, you can mix to get Coca-Cola. You do it and you never get it. Perhaps that is the secret of the label. The artist himself might not know, because even certain labels prevent their artists from being part of the major creative process. That happens. Yours is to just submit the work. You will come and then your product might have come out differently. They might have tweaked your sound differently and all that. Even out of your awareness. So I'm saying that the legend, yes, of course, has struck this feat. However, we should move beyond making him the person, the go-to person that we think has the key or gateway to any denomination, and then go beyond and fix the powerhouse itself. Because for all you know, there's an extent to which his knowledge about the Grammy nomination ends. The rest might lie within the onus of the...
But what if, portfolio, hold on. Yeah. What if he's telling the truth? Maybe all he knows is staying original, and that's what he's staying truthful to.
Fact.
And that could be the reason, indeed, he's gaining all the nominations. Could that also not be?
No, the reason why I disagree with
that. Could it not be that, yes, although we think that musicians are doing their best, yet they are not being truthful or staying original to the game. That is why.
What I was saying is that now we can have tons and plethora of music that toes the same line as the legendary Rakim Dawini. Let's face facts.
Again, they may also not have the plugs.
Good. So the plugs. Thank you. The operative word here is plug. And the plug that we know, Aquarian Records, that is his associate label. The Aquarian Record itself might be a secondary plug to a main plug.
Right.
Are you getting it? So, the machinery and engineering behind how certain artists are able to bag certain nominations goes beyond the quality of your works. And I also reiterate that now Grammy has gradually shifted from an all-quality, modalities in shortlisting its nominees. Now, they have injected some other things that doesn't fall on only the quality of sound and originality. And that is evident in, for the past 3 years, in the kind of nomination and people even who have won. That is why I say there are some works that in my books may sound ridiculous but have bagged very enviable awards, not because the artist is exceptional, but like I'm saying, you can be exceptional.
Okay.
You can do. So please,
right,
I unreservedly apologize for how the execution of the message made you feel, but the import of the message is that talent and good works alone don't take people to Grammy. There is an engineering machinery that we need to go fish out for, and then spare the legend the same old question of how did you, because he will still stick to the information he knows.
Mm.
So please, I apologize to
right. Ghanaians. Thank you very much. Yeah. Now, well, that is well explained. Martinez, why?
No, I'm worried about you more than myself, actually.
Oh, no, it's fine. I mean, that was what I was trying to explain to Adam. That at least I will have ears.
Yes, yes. Please.
So that you have enough room to clear. Then, like.
Yeah, but so you ask Miss G, Miss V, how she won her first. Miss V, how she won her first BET. She'll be clueless. But she's a BET nominee. Go and ask Lynx. Go and ask Charlie, how did you connect with Liam Blankson to make this possible? How did Ghanaians get? So I'm saying that we should move beyond the person in question, because over the years we have gone to him, we have taken his side. Now let's go to the powers that be. That is what I meant.
Right. Yeah. I hope we are all cool. Adam, are you cool now?
Yeah. I'm cool.
Thank you.
I was just helping a brother.
No, yeah, I understand you, but what I'm saying is that I needed clarity on that. I didn't mean to shun you or rubbish what you were saying, but I needed that clear road for him to explain, so that people look for me. I swear, I get super mad when someone sends me a link and I'm reading in some of the comments that come with insults. Someone has expressed his opinion. You don't agree, Jala. I don't agree with you, because I feel like no. Portfolio, you are not the best MC. Adam is the best MC. And this is opinion.
That's
why must you insult
and
someone?
In 30 seconds. In 30 seconds. This sensitive one that I said that Ghanaian, I was rather saying it's pathetic that we don't appreciate people who activate their music from elsewhere and tag themselves or tag themselves as Ghanaian descent. We want to see a resident Ghanaian. And I was saying that it shouldn't be the case. If Stormzy wins BET or wins Grammy, we should also watch chest up and shoulder high that a Ghanaian had won it. It should not be about Stoneboy or Sarkodie or Shatta Wale winning before we acknowledge that a Ghanaian has represented that. That was the import of the message, not to say that Rocky Dawuni is not fit to be here. No. So the whole thing was misconstrued. So please, however the message made you feel, please forgive me. But the import of the message, I still stand by it, that yes, it's plugging more than just the regular, rhetorics of quality.
Yeah, that is very true. That's very true.
Adam, now you're cool. Or you still
I'm
want
cool,
to add something?
I'm cool.
You still want to
add? Oh, I'm cool.
Right. Ria, would you also want to add anything?
No.
But, all right, thank Andy, you. Quick one. Even the CEO of the Recording Academy, Harvey Mason, was here. Get seated, huh? So, with what portfolio is saying, we should go beyond just asking the artist how he managed to get a nomination.
It's important you have to ask.
Yes, it's good. But he's not saying
it is wrong.
Yes, exactly. That is the point he's making.
The gentleman has been drumming home a certain message which may not be the actual passage to getting that link.
So let's go beyond it. And there's nothing wrong with what he said.
Simple.
Maybe you didn't understand the point he was making or he made. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you should attack.
Jesus had 12 disciples. They are all followers of Jesus Christ. So they are automatically his people. But anytime he was going anywhere special, he called Peter, James and John alone. So ask Peter, James and John, Charlie, it's not about following. That is the inner circle. It's biblical.
But
Peter,
Andy,
James and John were the people. So the other disciples should ask, Charlie, we have been following Jesus Christ, but still that's not the gateway to it. It seems that you three have something.
But Andy, he made a point that I think you can also attest to that fact, that there are certain things record label do on behalf of the artist.
They won't let you
that
know.
The artists don't even have an idea.
But they know it is...
I don't know what people don't understand.
There's
no secret.
That is the
information
from the artist.
I think that's where the confusion is. Even your own, they would shy certain things away from you because that's their power. And that's the power they have over you, the artist. So you are limited to the knowledge of how they operate.
We are live on S103.9 FM. Kwame Dazi said, Kwame, good morning. You are very quiet this morning. Is everything okay?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm fine. Banku? I've not eaten yet, but I'm doing well.
You know, quiet. They can't throw bomb in that.
Portfolio.
Yes, Mr. Kwame Dazi.
But honestly,
the tide award winner.
But portfolio, me who need 300 now, Andy?
Oh, I also believe that with the experience of
Rocky Dawuni and having been nominated on four occasions and with his network, I'm tempted to believe that he really understands and knows what goes into getting a Grammy nominee. Because it's not that cumbersome. To the extent that there must be certain, mystery surrounding how to get a nomination. I clearly believe that he knows what goes into getting a Grammy nominee. That's why he's been able to be there on four occasions. I don't see the cumbersomeness of the process of getting nominated. Let's not make it like it's shrouded in some secrecy or it belongs to a certain.
But nobody belongs to a certain.
Of course, but it's a pool of people and ability to be able to, get those who matters most, know your project and do your bidding.
This Tyler girl from South Africa.
So get the people to do your bidding.
You remember what the host of the Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Was it Charlemagne?
Or Envy?
I think it was Charlemagne.
Yeah.
They were asking him about some of the interviews he's done he wasn't very comfortable with.
Yeah.
You watched it, right? When you mentioned about...
Yeah, when she wasn't supposed
Tyler.
To speak about Kai Cenat.
Yeah.
And all that.
Except when the lady came, there were certain questions he was asked not to even go there. He said, but this is very popular. This is public knowledge. Yeah. He said, don't ask this. Don't ask that. She's backed by a heavy machinery who are directing her path as to what to say and what to do. The kind of song she must do, where she must go, all of these are properly engineered.
Andy, so knowing it is different from not saying it. So, I mean, he could know all of these things. I mean, in terms of the nuances of, I mean, how things work out. But there are some things he can decide to leave out. It is different from being clueless. You can have the clue, but decide not to give it all out. So it's depending
there are a lot of comments for you on Facebook. So I don't think portfolio may have to answer.
So
this.
For me, I don't think he doesn't know. He knows.
You see what Adam just mentioned. Mm-hmm. There are some comments here, and they're also reiterating. Mm-hmm. That is a bomb blesser. So is portfolio trying to say we are illiterate to decipher his message or what? I don't get it. Razdi, you didn't say that anyway, but
yes.
It says you are right. Coffee won Grammys. You can't tell she knows all or what it takes for the process to become successful. Slim J said, regardless, the guy wearing the hat cap doesn't know what he's saying. James,
then they should tell us.
It's fine. I mean, there are comments. They are opinions. So please allow. Slim J said, Martinez, there's everything wrong with what he said. Mark Beck says, this country, Ankasa, a lot of people have problem with listening and comprehension. James Angmote Obiba says, is he trying to say TGMA2 is not won by hard work and talent?
That's what he said.
Great GH says, portfolio is trying to defend his message, but what he said has no further meaning and explanation. Okay. I think I need... what I need now is do not disturb button. I think I'll be fine. Richard Nana Strike says, portfolio Ankasa per brofo akesi
erudu. It's not about brofo akesi.
Nanka, if you speak here, those illiterates won't insult.
Hey, I beg.
Big English, why wouldn't they come for your head? Kwaku Rose said, portfolio is trying to play around the fact that he categorically stated that if not for the mechanism behind Rocky, he's not fit to be nominated. You can go ahead and talk about Stoneboy, but don't rubbish the legacy of the legend. Aziako Kosinev says, Hevet says, what exactly should we expect from the artist in terms of nominations? Okay. So, yeah. I mean, these are some of the things. And in, so, it's...
In varied
opinion.
Yes, I understand. In 2000, our plug, Lillian Blankson, was with BET. But not until she became the appointed... her portfolio. She gained a portfolio that gave her that power to plug in our people. That from 2008, when she assumed that office, that is where we saw Ghana highly represented there when they could join Chiefs and everything there. But the same good music was being done. Even when they introduced the best African arts category, it might have taken some plugging even to get them to consider.
When she reached out to me in 2009, uh-huh. mm-hmm. I never believed who mm-hmm. she was. In fact, mm-hmm. I didn't pay any attention.
Thank you.
Until I met with her.
Thank you.
I never ever mm-hmm. like. Mm-hmm.
so R2Bs knows how they got their these people don't care about awards. They got their first BET nomination. Ask them how.
You're assuming, right?
No, you're assuming. Oh, but how to be this open? They have
said it over and over. Yeah. It's not an assumption.
I'm not assuming. No,
they have. I mean, we all at times you can make a public statement, but behind the scene, we don't know.
But that represents your position.
But that's what they've
said. They said it publicly, but since you are not,
but it still represents your position on awards. But on what they have said,
but. On assumption, at the end of the day,
no, but because you have categorically said,
so you know, what are you saying? They've openly said it, mm-hmm. but do you know what they did for the BET Award? You don't have that fact, so it can clearly be an assumption.
See, we will take your word, and now assembly, you say,
yeah, so regardless,
why do the police tell you to remain silent?
So wait,
why does the police tell you?
Adam, can I ask you a question?
I'm coming up. Let me learn.
Let's ask you a question. They don't care about. Awards, but they are always nominated for BGMA, TGMA, so whatever
they
do it nothing. Is.
So you are assuming that because they have made a public statement, they didn't work on the BET. That's simple.
So what if their record label is basing on their statement to make an assumption? What if their record
because,
label?
Because no, you don't know no. whether indeed...
Assumption, no. The word assumption cannot be based on what person has
expressed. Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Adam.
Assumption.
Let me ask you, Adam, please.
Don't make it a fact. that Adam, you know what they did Adam, behind the scenes, because you and I were not there.
Adam,
so
please.
You at best you are assuming.
English. Assumption is English. It means that you are not in the know.
So you have the full knowledge of what they did behind the scenes.
I'm taking their word for it.
To assume, you are taking it to assume that because they have.
Number one hit music station.
It's FM.
Listeners, we are live. Adam, please.
We are not assuming. We are not assuming. It's not an assumption.
They don't care about us.
What's this?
Yo. Our mouth cockatrice.
Assumption.
It's a word.
Word. Okay.
Please find a dictionary definition of what assumption means.
Yes, we are not making up things. We are not making up things. They have said.
All right, I beg you.
It's the kakum that comes from the koko's mouth. And the koko is saying, I don't give a hoot about.
Adam, so let me ask you this. If you had sat on radio to say, you don't eat meat, who would assume that you eat meat behind closed doors? If you have stated emphatically that you don't eat, for example, Ochame Kwame says he doesn't eat meat.
Yeah.
How will I assume?
Andy, you are making.
No, I'm
you
only.
You are comparing apple to onion.
No.
That statement, I'm coming.
I just asked you a question.
Jesus.
You have stated you don't eat meat.
Yes.
Publicly. Why do I feel like you've been to a chop bar and chinchina and chinamda with the
Anderson? Andy, you are comparing.
No, give me an answer. I'm not comparing anything.
You are comparing to me. That is how your statement. You
answer my question.
Your statement is completely different. No.
Okay.
Your statement is, because you cannot build on zero. The statement you are making is, Andy, different from what they are saying. How to be saying that? We don't. You say they are saying they don't care about us.
No, it's on public record.
And we've seen R2B's. I'm coming. And you've seen. I'm coming.
My question, no.
And you've seen R2B's win an award, win awards over the years.
That they've gone to collect.
Did they accept the award or not?
Did you see them accepting the award?
Ah,
apart from their first VGMA, let me just say.
I'm coming.
This.
No. You say you they accept, and I'm asking.
No, I've said you've seen them win awards,
and I'm asking. You said no. You said you've seen them accept.
No,
awards.
I said you've seen them
accept. You said it.
You just said it.
No, you are using the accept.
No.
Win awards.
You just said it.
No, I said you've seen them win awards. You've seen them win awards.
Okay.
So, if you've seen someone saying, I don't care about awards, and the person is saying, the person is winning awards, then it means there's something going on behind the scenes.
That's exactly what he's saying.
So, if you say that they were not involved in any way, that will be an assumption. Because behind
it's
the scenes,
possible.
You don't know their involvement.
But you are it's the same person that denied that.
No, but do you realize that? Person. Can I say this? Do you realize that it's highly possible?
And do you know their involvement behind the scenes?
Can I say this?
Because they've said they don't like
how they are
shooting yourself in the
sat alive and they have done
nothing. Okay, guys, please listen to me for a minute. Rhea, please let me hear what you have to say.
Okay, so I was saying that according to what Adam is saying, we are assuming that they do not have a role to play when it comes to their submission and everything. But I see that as highly possible because as your name again, darling.
MC Portfolio
was saying they are just their fronts. They are just their products. They've been able to churn out music. Let's say R2B belongs to a record label. How are they going to make money? How are they going to get the exposure? There's a machinery. So the machinery is the one that's going to submit. They are the ones that are going to do every single thing behind the scenes. So basically, they are not interested, but their machinery has something to do
thank
with
you.
It.
Or
they
you
have are, want to do something.
You
about
are still
it.
Assuming.
We
in
are
your
not
statement.
Assuming.
Listen,
it is not
Andy,
an assumption.
What is assumption?
It is not an assumption.
Assumption, a thing that is accepted as true or as certain to happen without any proof.
So
give me your proof.
What do you mean?
That they play a role or not.
Give me your proof.
Just assume
it.
Okay, hold on. You just asked the question.
Give me your proof that
no, Rhea, please hold on.
Come on.
The gentleman just told you that. Whose phone is that? Adam, you always
one of his phones. Connection man.
Already,
until you give me a proof.
Hey,
Adam, is involved or not? You are assuming.
Until you give me a proof that they do not, they are not involved.
He who alleges must prove. You are alleging.
I'm assuming.
You are shut yourself. This is the same person
that told us
this
morning.
Adam, let me ask you something.
He's the same person that told us this morning that there's nothing shrouded in this.
Portfolio, hold on. Portfolio mentioned that how to be sat on radio and said publicly that they don't care about awards. And
even
you,
me,
even me, right? Just mentioned or explained assumption, and that something that has proof
without proof is certain to happen, but you don't have a proof, so you are
he's giving you something with proof.
That's what
that they sat here and declared.
So the saying is a proof.
Yes.
But the awards has processes. And since you don't know,
your utterances are always your receipts.
No. It cannot always be
point of your receipt. Andy, I'm coming.
I've reported for Andy.
No. Kwame hasn't spoken. Allow Kwame.
Judge, put it before him. Say,
guys, my lord, his mic is on.
Please, I give my time to Adam.
You can't give your time to Adam. See, Nipana has. We're happy to have a power.
Recently, the jury in America. Hold on.
Yes. I want to ask. You said R2B's made statements
severally
in the past.
Severally.
That
with
they
video
don't care,
evidence, please.
With video evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is it video evidence of their awards filing process or video evidence of their statement?
I believe that everyone's statement is their first receipt to everything that needed to be proved. Recently, the jury in America who are sitting over the cases, criminal cases of American hip-hop artists. Now, they have gone to the extent of incriminating them with their lyrical content now. It's now part of the incrimination process.
That's,
I'm saying that your utterances are taken for what you represent. There is no...
Do you have proofs of emails?
Of what? That is what I'm saying, sir. Between
R2Bs and some awards.
That is what I'm saying, sir. Someone can take your interest on your behalf. Do you know that people take interest of people on their behalf?
But it's always not...
Adam, please,
you don't have the right to argue.
No, you're a host.
Do not
have
a
host.
See,
so please be a host.
There are people who have.
Oh, mafia, no.
There are people. You see, we have affiliates. You there are people who are not connected to your circle, but they are affiliate in a way, by way of association, by way of personal agenda, by way of.
I understand all your points.
I
understand
what I'm saying. That you don't sit on TV and then talk down on something that you think that it doesn't add anything to you. However, we have people who might have engineered in your favor. It works like that.
So at best, you can say they are maybe they have double positions.
Lord Jesus.
But for when it comes to the award processes, you don't have the
Adam,
proof.
Please.
Adam, so Andy wants
at
to
best,
talk.
You assume host. That because they
host,
made that
host.
Statement.
Andy wants to talk.
Hold on. Andy does still have a point. Wait.
That means you are shooting yourself in the foot.
Allow. Don't worry. We'll bring the foot.
Please.
Allow Andy to speak.
Please show your host.
Allow Andy to speak. Yeah. Maybe he has the foot, so don't shoot it now.
Right.
Allow.
Thank you.
Please, let's
all agree. Right now, Adam is our host.
Yes,
let's show him some respect. Yes. And as a host, you know he doesn't talk too much. He only asks questions, and we come up with answers. That's all I wanted to put across.
He should also show us respect.
Oh, the host is...
Allowing us to flow.
You want to be quiet for the rest of the program.
But allowing us... He has the right to sanction now. So
you are talking to the host.
Mr. Duffy, what do you make of this issue on board? What do you make of this issue we are talking about?
What I make of the issue is that, just as Portfolio said, your talk or whatever you say is the first receipt. And that's all I make of it. Please, if Kwame can come in. Thank you, Kwame.
As I put it, yeah.
Kwame does.
We need to show
example
of great punditry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that you don't misconstrue or you talk too much. as a pundit.
We are I have interviewed R2B.
Wow, your
shirt
really? Has landed.
And they've said that they don't really care about awards.
Yes.
So if they win the awards, maybe the board or the academy or whoever thought they deserved the award, they maybe give them to them. I don't think it's even a matter of argument for us to be thinking about or even
what
debating
goes on
about
behind
no
the scenes.
To debate what somebody has said. Except if you think you have counter evidence to what they have said. If you believe that maybe R2B is lying, then you need to prove why you think they are lying.
The proof is that they've been winning awards.
And it doesn't mean they were maybe involved. For all you know, they were
or
other
they knew
people.
About
for
it.
For all you know.
It. Exactly.
And it brings us to an assumption.
And because they have mentioned.
For all you know.
Because they have mentioned.
Meaning
have
you don't have it. All the facts.
Because they have mentioned it. They have said it.
So the mentioning alone
so
is enough.
The host no, wait. Don't
also, no, I'm asking questions.
Don't rule out the possibility that somebody can win an award without even canvassing for votes or support from anybody.
So many times. We shouldn't rule out the possibility.
Yes.
It means at a point we can rule out. And it brings us to assumption.
I am tired.
You'll be tired.
So this time around, Mr. Host, would you admit here that you have shot yourself in the foot because you downplayed on the fact that there is no anything shrouded in secrecy?
Oh, as a host,
that,
he hasn't. He shot himself earlier when
You made a point.
He's just gasping for
you made
air
a position about Rocky Dawoni, which was also based on assumption. Then I also made a point from the other side. Which was also based on assumption that, but all the points you are making, for all you know, he knows it.
But R2Bs cannot be an authority in as to how to back a BET nomination because they have stated there.
What makes you make this point that they will the R2Bs will not be an authority? What makes you think so?
Because they may. Did he say may?
No, you are putting the may for.
No,
that's what I'm asking.
Okay,
clarify.
Will or may?
No, I'm may.
Okay,
I mean yes, right. I get in it. So what I'm saying that R2Bs
because it is misconstrued before it is misconstrued.
Because R2Bs will tell you we just do the music, just do good music, and
but
then you can.
We've even had artists who say we don't.
Would you allow him to explain?
So R2Bs can. If you want, like, an artist who is eager to bag a BET nomination goes to R2Bs. But also, it be you where you go a year before. So tell us about how it's done. We don't really care about awards. Just do the good music. Maybe it will find
that's
you.
That's what they keep saying.
That's what they keep saying. And that is akin to what I was stating about the legendary Rocky Dawoni. That over the years, that is what he has said. Your roots, originality, African sound, whatever. Which we have a plethora of music in the same line. Wait, whatever. So, just like Pepsi and Coca-Cola their differences, there is a last ingredient. Pepsi can miss all they can. They can never be Coca-Cola. However, Coca-Cola has spelled out all the ingredients you can miss to get. But so they will tell you, oh, miss this, you get Coca-Cola. Go and miss and see.
Which is also an assumption.
Fine.
Well, I'm coming. Go and miss the Coca-Cola ingredients, dear friends. Whatever you guys
want. You said something. I'm coming. Oh, allow. Portfolio. I'm coming. You said that they may leave out one ingredient. What is that ingredient?
No, but I said
I'm coming. What is that ingredient?
No,
I'm coming.
Unless you commit corporate espionage.
That is a mystery. What is the mystery?
And you know for a fact. You never know
I'm
the
coming.
Ingredients.
You know for a fact that they leave one ingredient behind.
Because I have tried. People have tried it. People have tried. No one has gotten it. No one has gotten it.
But you trying and not getting it doesn't mean it's your problem. It could be that you are not trying it well.
Yes, for Suri Musa, for Fom Musa, for Nche Musa. I'm not trying to Musa. I don't need Coca-Cola.
Portfolio.
I'm not for me. So Munya.
Portfolio. Who? And when? I mean, this can never... This is just based on assumptions.
I'm joking.
Because until you're able to tell me that ingredient they hide.
And I'm also saying that people have worked for Coca-Cola for 30 years without having
don't
a clue about...
Don't mention brands here because you don't know of no, it as a fact. So please,
every
don't brand, bring out no, the brand. Don't mention the brand.
That is to show you
don't know for a fact. So don't mention the brand.
Okay, I retract. But that is to state that every brand, no matter how you think you might have...
We know every brand has trade secrets.
Want to allow your permission?
So thank you. You are taking the wind out of my sail now. Every brand has what?
A trade secret.
Good. And so it doesn't mean every worker to the brand or associate to the brand know about that secret by virtue of association. No. You might be as well. Oh, I've worked for so so and so for 40. Oh, so you know how to they get the go about this. Oh, yeah, I can show you. But there is something that maybe the only top management, three people know about.
Let me ask you them a question.
Yeah, Miss Maybe, sir.
There are a lot of radio programs in the morning, even entertainment shows. What makes Daybreak here stand out? A lot of people have serious punditry.
Same templates.
Same template.
Yes.
But there is one underlying factor. There is something.
You won't tell me. You won't tell me. Stagler, you don't go talk.
Then you will come and tell you that, oh, we do this. He will tell you, oh,
just keep on, yeah, get the right.
That's right. Whatever. Ask him, please come and you will ask him right now.
Talk.
He will even tell you, oh, just come to work. That's all.
Andy,
but you, if anyone asks you, you've been on several shows. Mm. What makes Daybreak Yet stand out? What will be your answer?
Andy, I will just spell out the processes.
What are the processes?
And the segmentation. The segmentations here. Because when it comes to shows, I mean, there are factors which come to help the show. That is the topic you put across, the people you are interviewing.
They have the and same template.
I'm coming.
That is the knowledge you are limited to.
Even the same topics. I'm coming. Sometimes.
And how you take advantage of your socials to be able to further project what you're doing. And Andy, the quality in you as a host and the people you are working with.
Biggest
because
assumption.
I'm coming. Because what happens is that, Andy, what happens is that there is a certain equity of the station and a certain equity of the presenter and the pundit.
So certain.
And a certain equity of the whole of the guest you have. Now, it could be that the other shows do not have the equity of your station. It could be that the other shows do not have the equity of your panel. And the other shows do not have the equity of your presenter. So if you bring all of this together, it will be difficult for you to expect that those shows are on the same level pegging with you.
Let's assume that.
Because equities are different.
See, quote.
Even me as a host, there are certain things I don't even know how. I don't know how some things are engineered to make my show number one.
Will you disagree?
Yes. Your man is number one.
There's nothing wrong with that. Not knowing.
No, then I won.
Listen.
Tema,
I may not know.
Relax.
Do you know why I may not know?
No, calm down.
Because before I get here, there are certain things that may have been done by these people behind the glass. There are certain sometimes you get here, today you are going this direction. Only God knows how they come up with those crazy ideas. I always give them that props. Me, I'm only a vessel. Oh, my bet now. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there is always some background. If I finish work and I leave after my production meeting, I'm gone. But there is someone in there who is thinking overnight while you are sleeping. He is thinking, how do I make this show become extraordinary?
Please, let me ask.
Can the host come to work without shirt?
And did we involve you in the process, right? You came here and told you to do this, right?
No.
You are clueless.
Andy, similar to the question I wanted to ask. You have, I wouldn't say I've worked with, but you're still working with Tech, Ochiami Kwame and Empress Gifty. There are certain plugs you pull on their behalf.
They don't even know.
So, that's a question.
When Empress Gifty couldn't make it to
Mac
Brown's show.
You were the one that engineered the whole conversation.
Yes.
Mac Brown didn't know about it.
Empress didn't even know what was going on.
You see, you
see. Did you know?
You're saying two different things. Let's do different things here. Ladies and gentlemen.
Empress Gifty knows.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Manage the whole situation.
She know. Ladies and gentlemen.
You managed it on her behalf. How did it get money?
I don't know why, ladies and gentlemen.
How you pull sponsorship for her?
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
The process.
I don't know why my pundit this morning are jittery at the mention of assumption. I mean, I just don't understand.
We are not jittery. We are just trying to put you right.
Based on the fact that they said machinery.
I pray.
You are probably jittery.
It is my prayer that from today, they will have the courage to face assumption. They will have the courage to face assumption.
Because portfolio, with what you said, is the same thing here. You are working on behalf of Empress.
No, the assumption conversation is different from what we are saying here.
Relax. About R2B's issue, you disagree with portfolio that he's basing his argument on what they said.
Assumptions.
Yes. And I'm also asking you, with the works you are doing on behalf of a press gifty, as well as your chairman Kwame, and take
whatever
I'm coming. The plugs you are pulling on their behalf, the way you manage to get even interviews. Mm-hmm. If you ask Empress Gifty about it and she tells you, I don't know how he does it, or I don't know,
so you
is
are
she wrong?
So you are assuming now.
I'm asking you.
Your question is not based on fact. You are just not based on fact. You are assuming that the plugs I'm pulling, she may not
okay,
know.
Okay, the last
question. That's an assumption. But first,
let me wrap it up.
It's an assumption.
Let me wrap it up. Have you never put a plug that she didn't know about?
This is an assumption question.
I'm assuming.
Yes, but ever, by first admit that you are, first admit that you are assuming.
Wait, have you ever put a plug for her that she didn't know about?
So now you want clarity to your assumption now?
Yes. Makachio send me. Makachio send me a santini. Makachio send me a santini. Openly, my drumming. I've been drumming that.
Oh, they also me a santini.
Obviously, me a zumu. Maybe a portfolio, but I'm a yagbeni. But
a question on assumption.
Now you've resumed.
Back to your level.
Ria, please let me pick my winner for quick cash. Steven is my quick cash winner. Steven, good morning. Steven.
Hello.
Who's with you? Zigani, Steven.
Hello.
Charlie, how are
we? By your grace.
How much did you win?
Oh, Charlie, the money was good because of you.
Oh, thank God. How much did you stake?
I staked 5 CDs.
Huh? Adam, yeah. Adam did 25 CDs.
He assumed you win.
And he assumed. Steven, Charlie, congrats. Thank you so much, man. Keep winning. Keep winning. Let me read some comments. There are a lot of interesting comments on social media. On Facebook, Joseph Nyamibuame says, that's why Ghana is where it is now. Because portfolio only asserted the known fact that awards are political. If your managers are not powerful, you will not be there, though. You have the best of music. People are just being disingenuous. They are only trying to find a way to hang the dog by giving it a bad name. RBCD04 says, RAS TBC says, Edem is just an agenda, nothing more. He is not communicating. Kwame T says, Andy, please tell Edem we are behind him, even if he wants to stand for president. He has proven that today. A revolutionist is always alone in the midst of a lot. Edem all the way.
Edem for president.
Fabio Ejepele says Edem is right. Nana Akwata says, I beg, wait till you big Edem chop this morning. It be like magma day inside them. Prince Multimedia said, this is a hot seat indeed. Everyone is proving something there, though I understand Edem perfectly. Because Stoneboy said he didn't make JJJ for Grammys, but deep down in him, he needs the Grammys, so he expects every song he does to go high and pave ways. Mm. Committee says, Edem is right, Honorable Pundit. If the evidence of R2B's uninvolvement in the awards is their public statement, then their behind-the-scenes plugins is evident by the awards they receive publicly, too. Take a second and listen to Edem. Boama Francis says, a secret to last long in bed is to concentrate on trying to understand the point of Edem during the action. You know, Brevin, I didn't get that. Because if you don't listen that way, they do how. Like, wait. Baby, wait. Listen to the guy.
Baby, it's an assumption, please.
Baby. Kwame T says, and this same portfolio assumed that Rocky was not telling the entire truth about how he bagged his Grammy nomination. Was that assumption or statement of fact?
Port
should answer. Okay. Peterson Flame says, Edem, the god of war.
Zeus.
I love
you. K. Jackson says, Fanani, can we all assume that Edem is the reason the show goes beyond 10 a.m.? That's a fact. Now, that's a fact.
That's a fact.
Now, let me read this last one. Kizzy Dati says, Edem is right. What portfolio said and the rest of the pundits are saying concerning RTBs is based on assumption and facts.
Assumptions and facts.
Or is it and not facts? I'm sure he's saying and not facts. RTB spoke English.